The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, TJ Yates. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu.
So good to be with you here on television, and some of you are watching this on a computer later on, right?
Online, www.houstontexans.com.
You don't have to throw the W's in that anymore, right?
It's hard to do, actually.
Three W's in a row. Yeah. But you know what? I discovered that the smaller the screen, the better I look, okay? So that's actually a good look for me, houstontexans.com. But it is Texans Late Night. It's a huge weekend for your Texans.
Yes, yes. We've been talking about it all week.
Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I might need some medical attention tomorrow, but we'll find out.
You did say if the Texans won, you'd float home.
Yes, I will.
I'd like to see that.
I'll be on the wing, okay? I'll just be hanging out. I won't need the plane.
I really want this for you. You've been a part of this since the beginning.
Yes, I have. I have suffered through all those dates at Indianapolis, and it's been rough. But I'm ready for some good results against the Colts. But we're ready for a big show. And we have TJ Yates on. That's going to be good. And he actually comes up in the first segment here anyway.
Yes, TJ Yates is actually from Indianapolis. Some of his family is coming to the game on Sunday. And he talks about who they might be rooting for.
Yeah, born in Indy, and my family and I, we were all diehard Colts fans. I'd asked my brother what jersey he was going to wear on Sunday because he's still a very, very big Colts fan.
Listen, blood is thicker than water. I mean, you got to root for the family, right?
He did say this week they would be rooting for him, but every other week they'd be rooting for the Colts.
Well, what does that mean?
Which is like rooting against him.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You got to root for the Houston Texans. Even Ryan Griffin said his father's now turned his fan cave into a Texans cave or whatever. Speaking of fan cave, right here in the fan cave at NRG Stadium, who was standing here moments ago? Bill O'Brien. Well, actually earlier this week. And he had his press conference here. You know why? Because the UIL, that would be Texas State High School Football Championships, they've taken over the building. And John McClain from the Houston Chronicle actually asked Bill O'Brien about that earlier this week.
One question, totally off the wall. All the state high school playoff games are here this weekend. You played high school football.
Yeah.
What does it mean, do you think, to have them here at NRG Stadium for the first time?
Oh, best question of the day. You get the best question. I got a sticker up here for you, John.
Yeah, you know why it's the best question? Because all the coaches, players, they love talking about what?
High school football.
Yes.
And a lot of the players, Vince Wilfork's son plays high school football in Texas, and a few of the coaches also have.
I think Mike Vrabel, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but a lot of them have kids.
Several of them have kids at the high school football playing level, even here in Houston.
And Bill O'Brien's son plays flag football, by the way.
Yes, so he's not too quite. Little. He's too little for high school football because he's not in high school yet.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what else makes a lot of sense? Knowing your Christmas Carol lyrics. Well, Texans rookies were out and about having a little shopping spree at Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Christian Covington grabbed the mic, asked some players about some Christmas Carol lyrics. This is our break check, pump the brakes moment of the week.
Can you sing the first set of lyrics to Frosty the Snowman?
Frosty the Snowman. I just know four, man. Frosty the three, Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. Frosty the Snowman.
I didn't realize that this was not a song that everybody knew.
Wait, do you know the lyrics? Frosty the Snowman. Go. Go.
Frosty the
Snowman. Audience.
You're right.
Frosty the Snowman. Go.
What's the next line?
Jolly happy soul.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose.
He doesn't have a soul. He's a snowman.
I just needed a little bit of prompting. Yeah.
He's a snowman. He's soulless. Oh, here's another one that Covington asked.
The
names of the reindeer.
That's easier.
And Kendall Lamb knew, Rudolph. He knew one.
Yeah, good for him.
But there's Donder and
one.
Blitzen and Vixen and Nixon. And I don't know all the names.
That's actually going to come up later on in
the show.
Oh,
really?
We've got T.J. Yates on, and he's kind of a holiday movie buff, so we're going to have to test him. You know, we always do a game with the player, so.
He's a buff of a lot of things. Yeah, you know, now, obviously, he started a game against the Colts in 2011, and that didn't go as well as we want tomorrow to go. So we're not going to talk to him about that.
No, let's not. Let's not talk about it. A lot has changed for him in the past.
Yeah, and he won his one start here. Remember, he didn't start the game against the Bengals. He came off the bench, and they won that game. And against the New York Jets, he did start and win that. So he's 1-0.
He's gotten married since the last time he was here. We can chit chat with him about that.
All right. So a lot of stuff coming up, and let's get ready for him.
And you know, we're going to have him right after the break. But first, you know, the hard hitting stuff that we ask players every week. It's time for that right now with this week's Would You Rather.
Would you rather be stuck on an island with people you hate, or by yourself?
Yeah, I'd rather be on an island with people that I can't stand. I can always get away. But if I'm alone, that's tough, you know?
Four people I hate, because we'll probably work for a better good to help each other out.
Four people I hate, for sure. I don't hate anybody, but we would learn to love each other after a while. I don't want to be talking to volleyballs.
I think four people I hate. At least I get some company I get to keep, and we get to go back and forth each and every day. We'll eventually get to like each other.
Probably all by myself. If I'm on a deserted island with four people I hate, I know they're going to really piss me off, so I definitely want to be by myself.